الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم إني أسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغ حبك، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. My respected brothers in Islam and those sisters who are listening over the live streaming, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif that the people of Iman, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ, they have got intense and severe love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should try to learn this dua in Arabic, and we should try to recite it, and inshallah we will give a brief explanation of this dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A very, very beautiful dua, wherein Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua that, O Allah, I am asking you for your love. I am asking you for your love and the love of those people who love you, and those actions which will lead me to your love. O Allah, I am asking you for your love, the love of those who love you, and those actions which will lead me to your love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created different senses in our body, different parts of our body, and every part of the body has got a different function. A person has got a hand, the hand has got a function. A person has got eyes, the eyes have got a function, the eyes to see. Allah has given him ears, the ears is to hear. Allah has given him a nose, the nose is to smell. And these portions of the body must fulfill the reason why Allah has created them. If a person cannot hear with the eyes, a person cannot see with the ears. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the heart. And the heart is the king of the body. And the function of the heart is to love. So every single person in this world definitely has to love somebody. It's impossible if you say, I don't love somebody. You have to love. Allah has created this quality of love in the heart of a person. If you don't love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you don't love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have to love somebody else. If you don't love anybody else outwardly, you love yourself. But a person has to love somebody. But the greatest love is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making dua, ya Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak. Oh Allah, I ask you for your love. Today in the whole world, people they are running. Love of my shop, love of my house, love of wealth, love of everything else. But he forgets the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama say that there are four reasons normally why a person loves somebody. And all of these four reasons are found in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the greatest level. Normally if a person is wealthy, he's got money, the new person loves him automatically. Even maybe he hasn't got very good akhlaq and character. But when you meet him, you make salam to him. It's a very bad quality. And a poor person, you don't make salam to him. No, the poor people are beloved in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make special salam to them. But anyhow, normally, this is by man's nature. Somebody who has got money, the person has liking for that person. Another reason why somebody likes somebody else is because of kamal, perfection. Somebody's got some perfect qualities. He's got a lot of mercy in him, a lot of forgiveness, a lot of tolerance. He's a very, very kind person. Some perfection he's got in him. Or he's an expert. He's a very good doctor, very good lawyer. He's got some perfection in him. So because of that, you love him. A third reason why you love somebody is because of beauty. Somebody is very, very beautiful, very, very handsome. So automatically your heart goes to that person. Maybe the akhlaq and character is very, very bad. Normally youngsters, when they are getting married, they only look for beauty. That is, the actual beauty is the inside beauty. The true beauty is in the beauty of the heart. That is the akhlaq and character of a person. But by nature, man, he likes beauty. So if he sees somebody with a beautiful face, he gets attracted automatically. And the fourth reason why somebody likes somebody else is because of nawaz. Somebody does you a favor, somebody does you some goodness, he helps and assists you, so automatically you love that person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got all of these four qualities. Normally one quality is sufficient for you to create love in your heart. But Allah ta'ala has got all of these four qualities to the greatest level. Mal, if you look at mal, money. What money does a man possess in this world? Our money is like nothing at all. It's got no real value, very, very little bit. And what is the maal by Allah? What is the wealth by Allah? وَلِلَّهِ خَزَائِنُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. By Allah is the treasures of the heavens and the earth. Allah has got everything. And this, today a man is happy. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if this world was equal to the wing of a mosquito, ما سقى منا كافر شربة ماء كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, he would not have given a kafir a drop of water to drink. If this world, the whole world, was equal to the wing of a mosquito. We were coming to Cape Town yesterday, and we're flying over, and you're flying, and you're flying, and you're seeing all the lands, and thinking so big the lands are, the aeroplane is moving so fast, but how much of land you're going over? If this whole world was equal to the wing of a mosquito, that means it's not equal to the wing of a mosquito, it has got no value. What is the size of Jannah? Allahu Akbar. We can't actually understand what is the size of Jannah. It comes in one hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that there's one tree in Jannah. A rider on a fast moving horse, it will take him 100 years to cover the distance of the shade of Jannah. And according to another narration, 500 years. Now let us logically think about it. One tree in Jannah, this one tree. And normally a horse, anybody knows how fast a horse moves? Nobody. And normally a cheetah is the fastest moving animal, it's about 78 kilometers an hour to 80 kilometers. And a horse is between 50 to 60 kilometers per hour. So let's take 50 kilometers as an average. A horse is moving at 50 kilometers per hour. In one day, how much will a horse do? Any businessmen around here? 50 times 24? 1,200. 1,200 kilometers in one day. And in a month? MashaAllah. Oh, it's very, very sharp, yeah. 36,000 kilometers. A horse can do in 1 month, 36,000 kilometers. The circumference of the earth is 24,000 kilometers. And in 1 month, a horse, if it's running all the time, it will do 36,000. That means 1.5 times the size of the earth. It will make one round of the earth and another half earth. And in a year, you multiply that by 12, 1.5 times 12 is 18. The distance of 18 earths. And times it by 100, 1,800. Just one tree in Jannah, the shade of it is the size of 1,800 earths. So imagine if a person is getting Jannah. So this world is like nothing at all. It has got no value at all in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So if you look at Mal, you see one person got 1 million there, and he got 50 million, 100 million. He got 2-3 big properties in Cape Town, or he's got overseas. He's got nothing at all. Allah has got real wealth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being. That if you want anything, ask Allah, Allah says, ask me, my bandas, ask me, what you want to ask me, I will give it to you. And Allah Ta'ala grants a person whatever he wants, if it's beneficial for that person. For akhirat, for the year after, Allah gives you whatever you want to. But in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't give you everything you want, because many things are harmful for you. Your 5-year-old child comes to you, he says, my father, I want a firearm. Father will buy it for the child. He says, you're mad, if I buy it for you, you'll kill yourself. How can I use small stuff? Yes, when you reach 18, 20 and you are irresponsible, I'll buy you a firearm. I can't buy you a car, you're still small. So make dua to Allah, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anybody in this world, so ask them. Firstly, they may not be there when you need, got some need. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being. 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, the person's eyes opens up. He doesn't make wuzu, he's sitting in his bed and he says, Ya Allah. And Allah says, my banda, my servant, I'm here for you. What you want? And a person can ask Allah, a person can speak to Allah, Allah wants this, Allah wants that. Allah is away there all the time. Allah is not that being that now when you are making a phone call, you're dialing the number and your phone, and then you hear a voice on the other side, they press number 1 for English, number 2 for Afrikaans, number 3 for Zulu. Then you press one number, then they say, sorry, the boss is out, phone late 2 hours later, 3 hours later. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is answering all the calls, all the times. Even if you are dumb and you cannot speak, Allah will answer you. Allah is saying, you want money, you want wealth, the true wealth is the wealth of the heart. لَيْسَ الْغِنَىٰ عَنْ كَثْرَةِ الْعَرْضِ. True wealth is not the wealth, outward wealth. وَلَكِنَّ الْغِنَىٰ غِنَىٰ النَّفْسِ. The true wealth is the wealth of the heart. Allah Ta'ala has got all of these treasures by Him. So if you want wealth, if you love somebody because of wealth, then you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody in this world has got wealth really. He comes in this world as a pauper, he leaves this world as a pauper. Any person who comes in this world, he comes with nothing at all. He comes completely naked. And when he leaves the world also, he leaves completely naked. But out of shame, we feel shy to send the person naked. We put a cloth over him, 2 pieces of cloth. But besides that, he comes with nothing, he leaves with nothing. Nothing else a person takes. So man is a pauper. Man is poor. He's got nothing at all. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that big. If you don't ask Allah, Allah gets angry with you. And man is such, when you ask him, he becomes angry with you. You go to ask a man, first time he'll give you, second time he'll try to duck you, third time he'll get angry with you. But Allah is that big, Allah ta'ala. The more you ask, the more Allah wants to give. And the more Allah will get happy with you. So if you love somebody because of wealth, you should love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you love somebody because of kamal and perfection, then you should only love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because all perfection is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every one of us knows within ourselves how much of weaknesses we've got. We are full of weaknesses. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being who is full of perfection in every aspect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is perfect. If Allah is Rahim, Allah is most merciful, a person makes a mistake, he does wrong, he forgets, he sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives that person. 100 times in the same day he makes a sin. And he says, Ya Allah, please forgive me. Allah says, 100 times I'll forgive you. Don't worry my banda, don't worry my servant, I'm prepared to forgive you. Allah is so forgiving. Imagine we got a worker. He makes a mistake one time in the day. The second time, the third time we fire him. We don't want to see him. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gives us food. Allah looks after us. Allah protects us. And Allah is watching us doing the wrong actions. While we are doing that action, Allah is watching us. But Allah says, my banda, I'm giving you more and more and more. What mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is ghafoorul rahim. Allah is all forgiving. What forgiveness Allah has got. How Allah forgives wholesale. And Allah ta'ala is rahim after that. You will never ever get rahim, is most merciful. Allah showers his favors upon you. In this world, a person, he's done wrong, he's gone to jail. He's locked up for 20 years. After 10 years, the government says, we're taking you out, we make you a maaf, a royal pardon. But you don't find anybody saying, okay, we're taking you out now, we'll destroy all your files also, and we'll give you 2 filling stations, we'll give you 3 hotels, we'll give you 2 motels. Nobody will tell you that. They send you out, you're lucky, we're letting you go free. But Allah is ghafoor. Allah forgives your sins, he wipes out the files. And then Allah is rahim, Allah showers his mercy upon you after that. What a kind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kamal and perfection is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In every quality, khalq, how Allah created us. Man has to create something. He cannot create anything from non-existence into existence. He needs something to make something else. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he just says, kun, be, and everything comes into existence. So if you love anybody because of perfection, it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to love. If you love anybody because of nawal, favors, then you should only love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What and what favors Allah has given us. And dear brothers, think. Today we had lunch, the food which was in front of us, how many favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there? Never mind the food, just the water. Ulama have mentioned so beautifully what system Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made to look after the water. They say that the earth, 2/3 of the earth is water and 1/3 of the earth is land. And that water also, majority of the water is salty water. And why Allah has kept that water salty? Why is it not sweet? If the water is sweet and the water is stagnant, it starts getting a very bad smell very quickly. Any stagnant water, you leave it for a while, it starts getting a bad smell. Now if you've got fish inside there, they are dying, and all of these things, all other filth and dirt is going there, the water will have a very, very bad smell. So Allah has placed salt in there. Because salt destroys and decomposes whatever is put into the ocean. Everything is destroyed in the ocean. And the animals die in there, sewage is dumped into the ocean, so the salt finishes everything up, it destroys it. But now Allah is so kind, we cannot drink salt water. So Allah has made a system for his bandas and servants. Imagine we had to go to the ocean every time we wanted to drink water, go to the ocean, take out the water, boil the water, purify the water, and then you're still getting salty water, you're getting the taste of salt. So Allah has got his own system. Imagine for that one glass of water which we are drinking, what favors of Allah, how much Allah has favored us. That water, Allah Ta'ala sends the sun. First is the ocean, the ground. Then Allah Ta'ala sends the sun. Now the sun is shining down onto the ocean. The water starts evaporating, going into the air. Small, small droplets. Allah Ta'ala keeps the salt down and Allah Ta'ala takes only the water up. It goes up to a certain area and that area then starts condensing and eventually it forms into a cloud. Now if the cloud was formed and the water went back into the ocean, no benefit to man. But Allah has got a system. Allah sends this is like a jumbo jet, very, very big aeroplane, and Allah Ta'ala sends his engine, the wind, which is blowing that cloud, comes inland. Far, far, hundreds and thousands of kilometers it moves, and very, very heavy it is. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the cloud. And now the cloud, it starts coming down, the water starts coming down. And how it's the mercy of Allah ta'ala. So you don't just see all the water falling down one time. It will be very painful, our houses will be destroyed. Allah sends it in the form of small, small droplets. And then it comes down, and now that thing comes into the ground. How Allah has got a system in the world. Some places it comes onto our ground, onto our land. In some places it goes into canals, into wells, into the depths of the ground, certain areas there are, and Allah Ta'ala has got pipes under the ground. So this goes under the pipes in the ground, Allah's own pipes which he has made, and it comes underground, comes in the form of a well, in the form of a spring. Other ones come on top of the surface of the earth in the forms of rivers, in the forms of dams, and eventually it comes and it stays in a certain place. And then eventually man gets that water to drink. And the sweet water which Allah Ta'ala has given to a person. The municipality, what they do? They make it from the dams, from the rivers where the water is stored, which Allah has given to us free of charge. They just make some small, they join pipes to it, and they bring it to our house. And then we open the tap, and sweet water a person drinks. And that water was free of charge. We are not paying for the water. We are only paying the municipality for the effort which they made of getting that water to our houses. The water we cannot pay for, it's free of charge. That qurbani animal which you ate was free of charge. Allah put it in the earth free of charge. The sheep is free of charge in the earth. The sheep, which, the fish which is in the water is free of charge in the earth. Allah has placed it there for you. Halal. If you go to the ocean and you take out fish, how much do you pay for it? It's nothing. Allah has kept it free of charge. Yes, the fisherman goes and he takes out the fish for you and he brings it. He's not charging you for the fish. He's charging you for the effort which he made to go and fetch the fish. The fish, nobody can pay for the price of the fish. Allah has kept, that is, it's priceless. It's impossible to pay for one fish also, which Allah has given a person. All the food we are eating, the vegetables, you plant it in your own yard free of charge. But when you buy it, you are buying it for the effort the man has made, not for the vegetable itself. Because Allah is the one who has created that, he has brought it into the surface of the earth. So all of these are great, great bounties of Allah Ta'ala. Who can give us bounties like this here? Allah Ta'ala has given us our eyes to see, our ears to hear. That one glass of water I was mentioning, gee, now a person takes that water, and Allah has kept the system in his body, that when a person feels thirsty, a person, his leg now needs some water, his hands need water, his brain needs some water, how does he know? Allah has placed a certain system, a certain machine in his body, where the throat, and the throat becomes dry. So we think, I'm dry, my throat is dry, I need water. No, it's not just dry and you need water. Allah has placed a system, all the parts of the body tell the throat, feel dry now. So now the throat becomes dry. So now a person feels they need water. So now he takes that glass of water. And Bismillah, we should read Bismillah. This is the payment for that water. Take the name of Allah and then think, Ya Allah, what and what ni'mat you have given me. What favors? How can I not love you? How can I disobey you? That one glass of water was specially written for you. Allah used the system of the whole world. The sun was used. The winds were used. The land was used. The clouds were used. All the systems of the world just to bring that one glass of water for you. Can we ever pay Allah Ta'ala for these bounties? That food and the fruits which you are eating, what in what systems throughout the world people made effort and they are bringing that plate in front of you and you are paying 50 rand for a plate of food and you think, yeah, I paid so much money for this here. We cannot pay for these bounties of Allah Ta'ala. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْسُوهَا. If you try to count the ni'mat and bounties of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, you can never ever count them. Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَمْ نَجَعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ وَلِسَانُهُ وَشَفَتَيْنِ وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. Allah asks the person, أَلَمْ نَجَعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ. Did we not make for man eyes? What a bounty is a person's eyes. Have you ever thought about it? Sometimes what you can do, close your eyes for about half an hour and start walking around. And see, one day there was one person, he was sitting with his son in the train. Son was about 25. Father is sitting next to the son. And there was an old man and an old woman near them. So while they're going in the train, the son is looking outside. He says, Father, look, there's a cow there. Hey, there's a tree there. Hey, look at the beautiful grass there. So now this old man and old woman are thinking something wrong with this child. He's 25 years old and he's telling his father, look at the cow there, look at the sheep there, look at the trees there. So they ask him that, is your son alright? Maybe he's like mentally a bit backwards. So they said, no, he was not well. Now he's better. He went for an eye operation. He could not see till the age of 25 now. Today is the first time the bandage was removed. He's able to see now. So things we take for granted. Every day we are looking at what and what creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We look at the ocean, we look at the trees. Try it one day. Just close your eyes for half an hour and try to see what a life. Allah has made certain people in this world blind. Why He's made them blind? So we can take lessons. That, oh Allah, look at this person. What a ni'mat you have given me. If everyone could see, then we shouldn't have regarded it as a bounty. But Allah has given us this example so we can take lessons. What a ni'mat. Allah says, أَلَمْ نَجَعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ. I gave you that eyes. Who made shukr and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that eyes? Till today, did we ever say, Alhamdulillah, Ya Allah, you gave me eyes. What a great bounty it is. أَلَمْ نَجَعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ وَلِسَانًا. Allah says, I gave you a tongue. What a great bounty it is. An animal cannot speak. Animal cannot speak what it's the desires of the heart. I'm feeling this pain. A small baby. So many times we see the baby, he can't actually express what is going through. He's hungry, he's tired, a napkin is messed. You don't know. But when a person grows up a bit bigger, whatever is in the heart, the recesses of his heart, he wants to utter it. Allah has given him that tongue. And what a system Allah has given him also. We don't just speak like that there. Allah has got an amazing system. If a person who has studied Tajweed, it is compulsory for us to read the Quran Sharif with Tajweed. We must learn all the laws of Tajweed. How do you read a ha? How do you read a alif, fa, ta in the Arabic language? Must be read in the correct way. When a person studies tajweed, he learns in the Arabic language there are so many letters, and every letter is recited from a certain place in the mouth. Example, you're reading the ha, you're reading the qaf, it comes from one portion of the mouth, the back of the tongue, when touching the palate, etc. You learn these things. And every letter has got five qualities. When you're reading them, we don't learn, we don't know these things, but when you're reading them, these qualities are automatically there. Now imagine every time you want to talk, now you must think, Allah has made it automatic, we just speak. But now you want to say, example, you want to say stop, S-T-O-P. Now Allah has not made it, you must think now, S, I have to put my tongue here, I have to put my mouth there and say the S. Then I have to say the T, I have to put my mouth here, I have to put my tongue there, and my teeth has to be like this, O-P. If we were doing like this, how long would it take us to talk also? Every time he's trying to say one word, we speak so much. It's how Allah has made our tongue. How it is just moving one way. What a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this bounty. Allah says, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ وَلِسَانًا. We've given you a tongue. وَشَفَتَيْنِ. We have given you two lips. What a great bounty. What is the lips used for? Anybody knows? What is the lips used for? Taste. Normally the tongue is used to taste. But what else is the lips used for? Everybody's mind only goes to one thing. See? It used to kiss your child. It shows love when a person kisses his child. What a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once he kissed his child. Another Bedouin sahabi, Aqra bin Habis radiallahu anhu, says, I got 10 children, I never ever kissed them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man la yirham la yirham. You have got no mercy, Allah won't have mercy upon you. It's automatic, you have love for your children. The person has got love and affection for his wife, and he kisses his wife. It's a great ibadah and an act of worship. He will get rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when leaving the house for the Fajr Salah, for other Salahs, he used to kiss his wife before leaving. Obviously, according to the Shafi Mazhab, you must find out. That's now you kiss your wife, your namaz won't take place, so your wuzu will be broken. There is masail about the day. But I'm just showing you the love which he had. The person before leaving for work, he kisses his wife. This is a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that's not the only reason why, the only thing what a person uses his lips for. A person uses his lips when a person takes a straw, he wants to drink something. We never have lips. How is a person going to take in something to drink? Imagine how ugly we should look if we had no lips. And our big teeth were hanging out there. We should look like a monster and a spook. Everyone looking at us, see? And now you want to get married. And you go to visit your wife and you see her looking there and she smiles. And there's no lips. What a frightening, you'll run away from that house. So, this Allah has made these lips. They cover up our teeth. And they give us a beautiful look. And a person is eating, as I said here, also it is used for. When a person touches his lips, he can actually feel the heat of that food also, if it's too hot, etc. Allah has made it very, very sensitive. Great, great bounties Allah is saying, who has given you all of these things? So if a person likes somebody because that person has favored him, somebody does you a small favor in this world, we love that person so much. But Allah has given us so much, shouldn't we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So this maal, whether it's wealth, whether it's kamal, beauty, perfection, whether it is nawal, favors, whether it is jamal, beauty, Allah has got the greatest beauty in the world. There is nobody as beautiful as Allah. Inna Allah Jameel. Allah is the creator of beauty. Allah is the most beautiful in the world. Once there was a very great Sheikh Sufi by the name of Junaid Baghdadi rahimahullah. So one lady came to him, and this lady says that, you know what, Sheikh, I've got a husband, and my husband, he wants to get married to somebody else. So is there any problem with it? Yeah, I think it's a problem. You see, there's no problem. According to the Shariat, according to the law of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if a man is married, he can get married to a second wife, third wife, fourth wife, there's no problem at all. She said, but no, Sheikh, you haven't understood. Because of the laws of Islam, I cannot open my face. I have to make hijab from you. I cannot show you my face. But if I had to show you my face, you would have seen how much of beauty I got. It's impossible for a person who has got a wife as beautiful as me to look at any other woman. When he heard this, he fell down and fainted. So that lady got frightened. She quickly turned around and ran away. So when the Sheikh came back to his senses, people asked him, that what has happened to you? Why did you faint? So he says that I'm thinking to myself, that one mortal woman of this world, she's got so much of pride over her beauty. And she says that when a person is married to her, it's not possible for him to look at any other woman. I was thinking to myself, that what if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells me tomorrow, that, oh my servant, I was the most beautiful. How could you have turned your gaze to anybody else besides me? What answer will I give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah is the creator of beauty. We cannot imagine how beautiful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. It is mentioned in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant people many, many bounties in Jannah. Many, many bounties He will grant them in Jannah. And then Allah ta'ala will ask them, that, what must I grant you? Do you want anything else? He said, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you beautified our faces. You gave us this bounty, you gave us that bounty. What and what you gave us? There's nothing else we can see. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal Himself. And the people of Jannah will look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there will be no greater bounty than looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a great bounty this is. According to some ulama, they say people will look in shock 70,000 years. They will be just looking in shock because there is no time there. It will carry on forever and forever. They will be looking at the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot imagine what beauty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got. So if you love anybody in this world, we cannot see Allah ta'ala physically because our eyes are too weak. But in your heart, a person will be able to perceive the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And where will a person perceive the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Firstly, by looking at the creation of Allah, the beautiful creations of Allah. It is the halal creations of Allah, not the haram ones. They say, man, al-insanu harisun fima muni'a. Man is desirous of that which is prohibited from. So Allah has given us 99% of things halal to look. Allah says, look at the oceans. Look at the skies. Look at the land. Look at the animals. Look at many, many, all Allah's creation. But only the two-legged creation, the two-legged animals. This woman walking around, you don't look at them. But unfortunately, man, nature, he looked at nothing else, but he only wants to look at those two creators. The creation with the two legs walking around. So a person has to lower his gaze, and then he will see in his heart, he will get the feeling, the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah is full of beauty and Allah loves beauty. So these are four qualities. Normally a person loves somebody else. So if you love anybody because of any of these perfections, you should only love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama say that there is a great difference between the love of creation and the love of creator. When a person has got the love of creation and the love of creator, there is a world of difference. When you love the creation, remember, every one of creation, either you will leave the creation or the creation will leave you. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came and told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, ahbib man shi'ta fa innaka mufariqu. Love whoever you want to. Remember, you will have to separate from him one day. There's only one being, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you've got love for Allah, you will never ever separate from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As you pass away, you will get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, and if you've got love for creation, you've got love for your money leaves you tomorrow. Even your love for your wife, you must love your wife. To love your wife is part of Islam and Iman. It's a very great quality. But your love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ 51% must be more for Allah. 49% can be for your wife and for your business. Islam does not prohibit a person from loving his wife, his business, his children. These are part of Islam and part of Deen and part of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the love of Allah ta'ala must dominate. So, if one harm of loving the creation is that remember you'll have to separate from the creation. But from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you'll never ever separate. The second thing is that the creation, they cannot appreciate if you love them, they cannot show appreciation to you. If five people love one person, what can he do? He can't do anything at all. But Allah is Shakur. Allah is that being who can giving great abundance, who is really appreciative. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What can the creation do? If you love somebody with your heart, you're giving your heart to that person, but that person cannot give anything back to you. There was one person in India, he was a Hindu person, and he was married, and his wife passed away at a very, very young age, and he was madly in love with her. And he went from place to place, crying and saying, that if only I knew you will die so young, I would never have given you my heart. I had given you my heart, you went mad. There was one person one day, he went to the mad hospital. So in the mad hospital, he saw one person, and this person now saying, Shabnam, Shabnam, Shabnam. Say, what's wrong with this man? So the person in charge told him, this man, he was in love with one woman called Shabnam. But she never loved him. So she got married to somebody else. So because of that, he went mad. Now he's sitting here in the mad hospital. See, love of creation makes a person mad. So now he's sitting here. So anyhow, they continued. They came to the next person. He's saying, ha, ha, like a lion roaring, ha. He said, what happened to this man here? He said, he got married to Shabnam. So he also went mad. So this is the love of creation. You get married to her, you don't get married to her, you still go mad. But the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a person intelligent. So this, one thing is, a person, Allah is the one who can truly appreciate. The people of creation, they are unloyal to you. They are not loyal. Even if it's your own wife and children, remember the day you leave this world, your wife will cry for you, your children will cry for you. How long? After 1 year, your wife will get tired, she wants to get married to somebody else. Your children will make dua for you. 1 day, 2 days, 5 days. But they will have to continue their life also. Man is unloyal. Allah is loyal. Allah will never ever leave you in the lurch. I met one youngster the other day. He was telling me, he said, you know, I had a girlfriend. The whole month I was sending messages to her. So her mother caught her out. And her mother phoned me to tell me that what you talking to my daughter. She said, don't talk to her, come get married to her. And then the mother's telling me, but she got seven other boys also on the same phone she's talking to her at the same time. And she's sending me messages, you're the only one for me. And she's sending the same message to all the seven people. So that's the disloyalty of creation. They are not loyal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being. As we mentioned earlier, 12 o'clock at night you can wake up and you can call out, Ya Allah, Allah wa sallam, bake my banda. Anybody else in the world, who can you call at that time? You call your best friend, he says, he puts the phone down, he says, I'm very tired now, call me tomorrow morning. Or he doesn't want to take the call. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there all the time. Even your wife, she's sitting next to you. And you're singing songs and praises for her. She's fast asleep. She turns around, you're giving her all your love songs. He turns around, gives you one shot. Please, I'm very tired. Go to sleep now. Don't make noise here. She's not worried about that. But Allah is that being, whatever time in the night, whatever time in the day, you call out to Allah, Allah is there for you. So this dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak. Oh Allah, I ask you for your love. May Allah ta'ala through the barakat and blessings of these majalis, this gathering here, all of us, we are not of that level, but we can look in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have love of those people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have hope in Allah's mercy, He will grant us that love also. This is the greatest bounty a person must leave this world. One very, very great, most likely was Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi. He said a very beautiful thing. He said, خَرَجَ أَهْلُ الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَلَمْ يَذُقْ أَلَذَّ الْأَشْيَا. The people of this world have left this world. They passed away. They came in this world. Even though they were Muslims, they lived their lives as Muslims. Very good, mashallah. They performed their salah. They gave zakat. They performed hajj. They fulfilled their rights and responsibilities. They were good Muslims also. But they left this world and they did not taste the most enjoyable thing. People ask him, what is the most enjoyable thing? He said, the most enjoyable thing in this world is ma'rifatullah azza wa jal. To recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To build a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the recesses of our heart. This is what a person is coming as well for. And this is a person who has reached very, very close ranks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine a person that comes in this world, and the object why he came in this world, he forgets it completely. He's all the time involved in this world, things of this world, a deception, which he's going to leave every single thing when he leaves this world. When you go in the qabr, there was one person, he owned the whole world. There were four people who owned the whole world. Two are Muslims, two are non-Muslims. So one of the great Muslim persons who owned the world, when he passed away, he told them, he said, you know, when I pass away, take out my hands out of the coffin. So that the people can see that the man who owned the whole world is left with nothing at all. So all the things, outward things, we will leave it. But what's in our heart? If we've got the love of Allah in our heart, we will leave with it. And this is the greatest bounty in the world. So Allah Ta'ala says, how will a person get this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak. Oh Allah, I ask you for your love. Wa hubba man yuhibbuk. I ask you for the love of those people who love you. How will a person get this love of Allah? You must have love for those people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just having love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a very, very great action and a very great worship ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, automatically we will follow him. You must love the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, every one of the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they are like my stars. Any one of them you follow, Allah will guide you. And then we should love our ulama. The ulama are the ones who are teaching us the masail of deen, the laws of deen. How must I perform my salah? You must love our ustad, have respect for him, honor him, take a hadiah and a gift and give it to him. He has taught us how to perform salah, how to connect ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we should love our mashayikh, those ulama, those people who will take us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's how we have come here today for this purpose of the Islahi Jalsa, to bring alive. So wherever a person is heart is inclined towards, keep contact with those people, the people who have come here, the great, great mashayikh who have come here. And there are many other mashayikh also, whoever our hearts take to, that I want to learn the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to get this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person must link himself up with that person. And inshallah, by means of that there, because a person on the path of love cannot go himself. He needs a teacher to teach him how to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many people who don't even know what is love. And now, we heard there's something like love, but a person cannot go on his path himself. He needs a guide to take him, to teach him how he must love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, وَحُبَّ مَن يُحِبُّكْ وَالْعَمَلَ الَّذِي يُبَلِّغُنَا حُبَّكْ. And it's not now I want to reach, get a love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm not going to do anything. I just love a person. Many people, I love a pious person. But you don't want to do any actions. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us those actions. For example, our performing of salah. But not just salah. A person has to have a salah of life. One is a person is performing a salah, it's a duty and responsibility. One is a person is performing salah, I'm standing in front of Allah. Allah is watching me. I'm talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm making ruku. And I go into sajda, the tears are coming out from his eyes. and he knows I'm standing, I mean, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gets that enjoyment in his salah, he makes dua to Allah ta'ala, he knows Allah is in front of me. What enjoyment that person will get. When he's giving zakat, he knows I'm purifying my wealth. I'm not just giving my zakat out, but this money of mine is becoming purified. I'm fulfilling the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person is fasting, he gets enjoyment in there. Because I'm leaving my food and drink for the pleasure of my beloved. Like how when a person is getting married, or a person is falling in love with one woman of this world, he will sacrifice his eating, his drinking, whatever, he'll be tired also. But now, because he's getting married, he's fallen in love with one woman of this world, he will sacrifice so many things. Yeah, a person is sacrificing his food and drink. And Hajj, a person is going to visit the house of his beloved. He goes with great enjoyment and shock and desire. Every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes like this to him. So this is وَالْعَمَلَ الَّذِي يُبَلِّغُنَا حُبَّكُ. Oh Allah, I'm asking you for the love, the actions which will lead me towards your love. So in conclusion, this is a very, very beautiful dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one of the objects of our life, to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every person firstly should make dua daily. We should try and learn this dua. If you don't know the Arabic, learn the English. This is a dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak. Let us all read together, inshallah. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak wa hubba may yuhibbuk wal amal alladhi yuballighuni hubbak. Ameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it on behalf of all of us. One is we must make dua. Secondly, we should have this fikr and concern in our heart. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the bottom of your heart, Ya Allah, I want your love. Ya Allah, I want connection with you. Ya Allah, I want to become close to you. Ya Allah, I want to stay away from the evil of shaitan and to destroy myself in this world and running after this world. There's nothing wrong with having this world, but to become a slave of this world, become the slave of Allah, become the slave of Rahman, of the most merciful, of the most kind. So a person must have this fikr and concern. Thirdly, he must connect himself to those people who have got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And fourthly, he must do those actions which will lead a person to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua that firstly Allah ta'ala grant me and grant all of us this true love of his. And ulama say a very beautiful thing. They say a person who is on the path to get this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if he doesn't reach his destination, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be regarded as one who has reached there. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will resurrect him. And the proof for this, in the Quran Sharif, Allah says, that there are certain people who are going hijrat, they have sacrificed their homes, they were going in the path of Allah ta'ala from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara. And on the path, they passed away. So they were very, very worried. The only be of Allah, this person, will he get reward or will he get punished? Allah ta'ala said, ayat of the Quran Sharif down, they don't worry. You made intention to go for hijrat. فَقَدْ وَقَعَ أَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. You made the intention, you started walking on the road, you've got the full reward in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this path of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nobody can be unsuccessful. You start walking on the path, Allah will resurrect you. If not now in this world, ulama say at the time of death, Allah will grant you that love. And if not at that time also, then definitely on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will resurrect you amongst his lovers, those who have got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hafiz ibn Kathir rahimahullah, very great scholar, he's written that the awliya Allah of three groups, three categories. On the day of Qiyamah, there will be one category, they used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of the fear of Jahannam. So there will be one category, but there will be a very low category. And there will be a second category, will be higher than them. The object of life was worshipping Allah to get Jannah. And there will be the third group and category, will be the highest level. And their object will be, that whatever they did in this world was only for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Out of muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even they did it, they asked for Jannah, they tried to stay away from Jahannam. But the main object of life was the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These will be the most superior people on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah ta'ala make all of us amongst them. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inshallah, I think the meals will be served now. We had some spiritual food from the internet and our physical food. You can all inshallah partake of the meal. Remember a few adabs and etiquette. Before eating, always read Bismillah. And reading Bismillah, inshallah, we will be saved from shaitan. Hadith sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever you read, you don't take the name of Allah, shaitan is eating the food with you. And when shaitan is eating the food with you, what happens? Whoever you eat food with, normally we are encouraged in the sunnah to eat together with our wives, we eat in one place. Because you eat together, love is created. So we don't take the name of Allah and we are eating, shaitan is sitting with us. And love for shaitan has been created. Now whoever you love, you're going to follow this person. You're eating that food, now we only want to do evil actions. Why? Because shaitan is qualities in us. Shaitan is accompanying us. So much so that shaitan tries to get a portion in the food. If five people are eating together and one person doesn't take the name of Allah, shaitan gets displaced there. So we should always take the name of Allah, Bismillah, before eating. While eating, Alhamdulillah. After eating, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, alladhi as'amana wa safana wa ja'alana muslimin. Any other dua, but at least Alhamdulillah we need. This is one. Number two, make intention before eating. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by eating this food, I want to get your marifat, I want to recognize you. I want to get love for you and appreciate this food which has come from you. And Allah, I want to get sent for your ibadah. The third thing is, while eating, we are Muslims, we are very, very clean people. So make sure we clean our plate, we don't waste food. We clean and suck our fingers also. The food mustn't go down the drain when we are washing our hands. Eat properly. Clean our plates properly when a person is eating. We should not mess. A person should eat very, very, very carefully. And then a person should not, he should follow the adab and etiquette of eating. We shouldn't eat from all over the plate, but we should eat from the plate which is in front of us. And we should not eat from the middle of the plate. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the barakah and blessings come in the middle of the plate. So eat whatever is in front of you. Any food falls on the floor, pick it up, clean it out, and eat that food. There is barakah and blessings in that food. And somebody yesterday told me, I forgot the point he mentioned. And then the last point is, show appreciation. At home for our wives, we should appreciate the great khidmat they are doing for us. We thank them. Zakallah, what a great favor you have done to us. You have made this food. Similarly, the cooks who have come here, those who are making khidmat, show appreciation to them. Allah Ta'ala grant us all tawfiq, inshallah. The program will continue after the Maghrib, inshallah.